Yo, what up, street dogs? This is Aaron Arathot. So, how to gain more pride in your photography. So, what is the worst thing that afflicts us as modern day photographers? I think it is lack of pride, lack of self-assurance, and lack of self-certainty. So, you know, think of the Kanye West line, I've been awakened from an enlightened man's dream, checking Instagram comments to crowdsource my self-esteem. So I think it actually put it pretty good in so far much as the biggest problem that photographers do is they think that in order to know that their photos have worth, you need some sort of metric, right? Like the whole Peter Drucker, like if you can't measure it, it's not, you know, meaningful kind of notion. And but the issue is, I mean, anybody who has an elementary knowledge of how social media works, you kind of know that the way the newsfeed algorithm works, both on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I call it Facebookgram because, you know, Facebook owns Instagram. Hopefully you already know that. And the basic notion is, if you want to optimize how many likes you get, right? You just post only once a day, exactly at noon, your local time, and, you know, single images, no galleries. And there's a quite predictable way to optimize for it. And the downside of that is it puts your creativity or your expression as a photographer in a procrastinating bit. So for example, what if you want to post, you know, more than one photo, 5 photos, 10 photos, 100 photos, 1,000 photos, right? You can't just like go and upload 1,000 photos to Instagram or Facebook and hope that you get 1 trillion likes. You're going to get penalized by the algorithm. So basically what it ends up happening is you put yourself in self-shackles or a social media box where you must behave like everyone else. Like even the good thing about the early days of MySpace was you could actually hack the HTML, so everyone's profile actually did look a little bit different. But now the issue with Facebook, Instagram, etc., is that you're kind of stuck within this walled garden where, you know, you could change your profile picture, but you can't change the overall experience. And this is where having a self-hosted website or a blog is good, is that you could actually change effectively everything. Personally, the way I've been able to gain more pride and self-confidence in my photography is, you know, disabling comments, disabling views, likes, whatever. I haven't read a comment on YouTube for maybe 10 years. And I never look at the numbers because numbers make me emotional. So similarly speaking, I like the idea that the best way to know if you're making progress or you're improving and getting better is self-assessment. And it's a qualitative thing, not a quantitative thing. Even the issue with powerlifting is that there's too much obsession about numbers, right? But maybe a more important thing is just to see how your body feels, like whether your legs feel good, whether you're feeling strong. It's kind of a qualitative thing, not a quantitative thing. If you're kind of feeling stressed out about your photography, you're not feeling inspired, whatever, maybe the easiest thing is just take your Ricoh GR3X, just go on a walk around the block. Don't check your email, don't check news, social media. Another pro tip I have is to gain more confidence, it's via negativa, delete Instagram, right? I would actually say that it's a good idea not to delete your Facebook, because at this point Facebook is kind of like a digital Rolodex of all your past contacts. I never really use it, but if you really need to do a Facebook messenger to somebody, it's always there. So, keep your Facebook. Instagram is probably the worst thing for photographers and the worst thing you could do for your self-esteem. So, you know, if you want to maximize your likes, your followers, and, you know, get a brand sponsorship, which is actually a trap in itself, by all means, keep your Instagram. But if you care for your self-esteem and self-confidence more, I say delete it. Honestly, I deleted in 2017. It's probably been the best thing I've done for, you know, my mental health. Like, the reason I knew that it was time to delete it was, you know, I'd be driving and I thought to myself, oh shoot, I haven't uploaded a photo to Instagram today. And I'm like, okay, if it's kind of, you know, fucking with your brain patterns like that, it's kind of not a good thing. And another source of personal wisdom that I know is, emotionally, I'm not exceptional. I'm more probably the average person than not. And I know what my negative triggers are. You know, I get emotional about numbers and stuff. Even when I buy, you know, Bitcoin or cryptocurrency or investments, I maybe check the numbers at least once a year, every other year. If I checked it on the daily or by the minute level, it would fuck with my emotions too much. So it's kind of like the whole Ulysses tying yourself to the mast. Know what your weaknesses are and prevent yourself from engaging on those things. For myself personally, things that have actually made my photography way better: getting a Ricoh GR3X, just shooting extra small JPEG, high contrast black and white. You know, I still have my film cameras at home, but I'm kind of more interested now in digital photography, like reusable photography, like the fact that your digital camera could be reusable, right? Make your own website, make your own blog, and just keep publishing, and know that every photo you make, you're in a process of becoming, and what is the end? To never stop becoming.